The words of God given to us at this hour are Psalm 27, verse 1 to 14. It is page 892 in the Old Testament. Allow me to read the words. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His sacred tent and set me high up on a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At His sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek His face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Amen. No year has been an exception. And the year 2010, which has just ended too, was dotted with major events and catastrophes in and outside of our country. In January of last year, because of the great earthquake that shook Haiti, no less than 230,000 people lost their lives. And this was the worst ever loss in the history of the world due to an earthquake. And because of this, Haiti is still incapacitated and is unable to recover. In July of last year, due to severe rain during the monsoon season in Pakistan, Pakistan saw the worst flood ever in its history. 2,000 people died, and no less than 20 million refugees resulted from the flood. As if there are part of an annual ritual, disaster took away lives of people of the world, and terrorist attacks took place. Because of the financial crisis which was engendered in southern Europe, the world economy suffered, and its aftermath reached our country as well. In Korea, because of the attack on Cheonan-am of March of last year and bombing of Yeonpyeongdo in November, the relationship between North and South Korea is at its lowest. Until now, our country was a religious peace zone where many different religions were able to coexist peacefully, but conflict between Christians and Buddhists, which began at some point, is worsening because of the issue of national subsidy for temple stay and the stepping the ground event at Pohunsa, which was carried out by certain young Protestant Christians who exercised poor judgment. The polarization of our society is intensifying rather than getting better. And Small and big accidents, such as a city bus exploding in the middle of its run, happened daily without ceasing. And in particular, the foot and mouth disease, which began in November of last year at Andong, Gyeongsangbuk-do, for the first time, spread through the nation within merely a month's period. And this foot and mouth disease, which occur in hoofed animals, such as cows, pigs and lambs, is a highly contagious disease, and it is very fatal and has a death rate of 50% of the animals which are affected. But it is said that except for vaccination, there is currently no way to heal the animals which become infected. And because the mouth and foot disease virus live on for a long time in the hairs of animals and in the air and the animal feed, the infected animals must be burnt after killing, and all the equipment that were used in raising the livestock must be sanitized, and the infected farm or areas must be quarantined for a significant period of time. Now, although the virus of the foot and mouth disease is not transferable to humans, to have to kill and burn all infected animals, to sanitize everything, to quarantine the affected farming areas, and to carry out vaccination for the remaining animals. And this is surely a great disaster at a national scale. As I listed above, the year 2010, starting with the earthquake in Haiti and ending with the foot and mouth disease that struck in November, was one continuation of disastrous events and catastrophes. And yet, in the midst of all these events, God has trusted us and has given us yet another precious opportunity of a new year. And I genuinely thank God who has given us this precious opportunity, and I pray that during this new year that your spirituality will become deeper and your love and fragrance will travel even wider, and the glory of God will be revealed even more through your families and workplaces. On this very meaningful first hour of the new year, the word that God has given to us is Psalm 27, and this Psalm 27 is about prayer of David. Now, verses 7 to 12 of Psalm 27 show us very well what kind of situation is being faced by David. Verse 7, "Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me." The text tells us that David is facing some desperate situation in which he cannot help but cry out loud to the Lord. Verses 8 to 9. "My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior." David's prayer is getting more desperate. "God, didn't you say that I should seek your face? I am desperately seeking your face now, God. Do not hide your face from me. Please don't abandon me. Please don't leave me." These cries of David, which are desperate. reveal the critical situation that David is in. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Now, what normal parents would abandon their children? And in reality, David's parent has never abandoned David. So when David says, my father and my mother forsake me, is not that they abandoned him, but that he's in a situation in which his parents cannot help him at all. What can compare with the love of parents for their children? But no matter how much parents may love their children, it is not the case that they can always help their children. While we live, we see so many instances in which while we watch our children in danger, but there's nothing we can do to help. David is facing a situation in which even his parents cannot help him. But even in that desperate situation, he is professing a faith in God, which believes that God is with him even in such a situation. Verses 11 to 12.
주의 도를 내게 가르치시고 내 원수를 생각하셔서 평탄한 길로 나를
Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence.
처한 위급한 상황은 그가
The critical situation being faced by David was that he was surrounded by people who wanted his life. If he was able to overcome that situation by himself, relying on his abilities, then David probably would not have cried out to God with such desperate cries. David has come up in a crisis of his life that he could never overcome by himself. And therefore, he's imploring. He could not help but implore the help for the help of God. If so, exactly, then when would that critical moment when his life was in danger would have been? Here, we can assume two situations. The first is when David was young, when King Saul, who was jealous of David, pursued David in order to kill him with 3,000 trained men. And the second situation was when David, after he became king, had lost his throne when his son Absalom unexpectedly started a coup d'etat against him. In either situation, David's life was precarious, like a candle in the wind, and he had to cry out loud, desperately to God for help.
다윗이 아무리 위급함에 처했다 할지라도 다윗이 두려움에 떨면서
But even when his situation was critical, David did not implore only for God's help. Let's take a look at verses 1 to 2. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Isn't this true? The Lord God who created the entire universe is the light of my feet which walks the road of life. And if He is the Savior who saves me from the danger of death, where would be the reason to fear anyone? Since God, with His eternal life in Him, embraces my finite life, of what shall I be afraid in this world? Verse 2. When the wicked advanced against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. David is still surrounded by people who wanted to take his life. There is no change to his situation, but yet he professes that it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. David's trust in God who will save him, it was that strong. Verse 3. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. Although in the real world his life was still precarious, his heart was full of peace from God in whom he trusts. Therefore, his prayer continues as follows. Verses 4 to 6. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy, and I will sing and make music to the Lord. David is praying while picturing in his mind a scene in which God has helped him to overcome his enemies, and he's worshiping God with all of his heart in thanksgiving. In all of his heart in thanksgiving. Verse 13, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. David, no matter how many people who want his life surround him, he trusted and trusted yet again that he will surely receive God's merciful response while he had life in him. So, if David, in this way, absolutely trusted in God's response without any doubt, then shouldn't his supplications end by telling God in detail what he wanted? For example, telling God that I trust you this much. So, please crush my opponents right now who are before me. Or to pray that God would take care of all of his situations within a certain time. But surprisingly, his supplication ends this way. Verse 14, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Surprisingly, David's prayers do not end as a unilateral notice to God about what he wanted. David's supplications, which was offered to God, actually ended by telling himself to wait. David, you wait for God. Be strong and take heart and wait for Jehovah. So why does David's prayer, which began with a supplication to God, end with words that is directed at himself in this way. David, because he is confident of confident of God's salvation, is making a commitment to himself that he would not go ahead of God. Even if the situation were to become worse, he is making a commitment to himself that he would follow after God. In the New Believers class, we learned that faith is courage. To those who believe in God, the true courage is not to go ahead of God, relying on his own thoughts and calculations, but to follow after God, waiting for God. And follow after God, because this is the only way that will bring the most beautiful, the most beneficial, and the best result that will not have any adverse side effects. Why wouldn't David have had his own thoughts? Why wouldn't he have made his calculations? To him who grew up on the battlefields, why wouldn't he have strategies and plans? But he did not rush ahead of God with his own thoughts, his own calculations, with his own strategies and plans. As because he had confidence in God, he made commitment to himself over and over again not to go ahead of God. He was truly a man of faith who has strength and courage. It was only natural that God would establish him as the eternal star of Israel and to make Jesus Christ come to this earth through his family tree. And here is the reason why the motto for our church this year has been set as to wait for the Lord. Our church is coming up on the 6th anniversary of its foundation. Our church has established the basis for taking care of and preserving Yangwajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery and Yongin Martyrs Memorial, which was the purpose of our church's founding. And we have also laid the foundation, a basis to communicate with the greater society and to be with those in and outside of Korea with whom we were called to be with. So as the body of the Lord, our church now has the fundamental conditions that we ought to have as such. But because of this, this year is the most critical year for our church, because this is the time when we have arrived at a point where we can most easily make the mistake of going ahead of God. The minute we go before God, in front of God, although the minute we go in front of God, we will no longer be a church in which the true life of God will work, but degenerate into an interest group of men and will become the source of all kinds of ugly problems. Therefore, like David, we must make a firm commitment to ourselves to wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
우리가 하나님을 앞지르지 아니하고 겸손하게 하나님을 기다리고 하나님을 뒤쫓을 때에만 지금까지 그래왔던 것처럼
It is only when we humbly follow after God and we do not go ahead of Him. It is only then that our church will, as it has been up to now, become the pathway of the life of God, which saves us. In this year also, in the world, small and big events and accidents will occur without ceasing. And although our lives may become swept up in such events, as we have done so up to this time, let us not become the faithless people who commit the foolishness of rushing ahead of God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
우리가 강하고 담대하게 여호와를 믿는 그래서 여호와를 기다리고 여호와를 뒤따르는 용기 있는 그리스도인이 될 때
When we become the courageous Christians who follow after God with faith, strong and courageous, the Lord, who established David as the eternal star of Israel, will embroider 365 days of our year with His life, love, and truth. Let us pray. We thank you that you trust us, insignificant and full of faults, and gave us the precious opportunity of a new year yet again. If it is arrogance to go ahead of you, to follow after you is humility. If it is foolishness to go ahead of you, to follow after you is wisdom. If it is unfaithfulness to go ahead of you, to follow after you is faith. If it is recklessness to go ahead of you, to follow after you is courage. Help us not to forget this during this year. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Of what shall we be afraid? You are the stronghold of our lives. And so whom shall we be afraid? And so, as we wholly trust you, help all of us, like David, at this early hour of the new year, to make a firm commitment before you. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Even if the world were to shake with the unexpected events and accidents, help us to live on as courageous Christians who follow after you without being shaken in strength, with strong heart, without going ahead of you with our own thoughts and calculations. May the 365 days of our year be knitted together in truth, which does not have adverse side effects. And thereby may our families and our workplaces be established on the rock of truth, and our church mature into being a more church-like church. We pray that because of us who know how to wait for the Lord and follow after the Lord, this country and this age will become purer and brighter. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.